Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
I do have a morning ritual. It entails prayer, getting ready, and then some people meditate. I have focus time, which allows me to reflect upon the activities and ideas that have brought me that far, looking over my agenda of the day that has been self-created, and looking for opportunities that will grant me the bandwidth for flexibility, because you could plan your life all you want, but real life happens in front of you. And I make sure that the focus time just allows silence. And when I think about it, it is the only time of the day where I'm not going to be multitasking, aside from in day-to-day face-to-face meetings. Of course, the most important thing is the people in front of you. Overall, I like to keep it simple because I look forward to that part of the day.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Be yourself, and the right people will find you. And don't compete with time, because you need time to become your ally and work in your favor. You have to grow alongside time. If you get to your destination ahead of time and you're not ready for it because you haven't leveraged off life experience, it's going to be a very short-lived opportunity.
What do you think would probably surprise most people about you? What?
I think that a lot of people, depending on how they meet me, they probably perceive me to be way more serious than I really am. Because in real life, I've had moments where I've been kicked out of situations for having a good laugh or enjoying myself too much. And within a dignified manner, I do look forward to meeting some of the people that I've been engaged with for years. And then there are people who meet me in person and they go, "You know what? I perceived you to be this and that, but you're so down to earth." Or I don't know. I don't like to view myself through third party eyes, but I enjoy a good laugh. And believe it or not, most of my day is spent pretty lighthearted. And for anyone who thinks that I may be invested a lot of time in my professional commitments, I do take work seriously, but there's a difference between taking work seriously and taking yourself seriously. I don't really take myself seriously.
Sasha, what have you found to be the best way of addressing rejection in your path?
Rejection is part of life. There's no time limit or deadline by when you might become immune from rejection. It exists as part of living. It comes with the territory. I've actually talked about rejection in the Cash and Karma series, touched upon it in one of my other writings in Departures. For me, by the time I understood that rejection means the universe letting me know this is not the direction you're meant to go, treat it as a signpost letting you know keep on moving forward. Because if I had not gotten rejected at probably more than half of the opportunities that I had sought out, given the limited knowledge I had of living at that moment in time, I would have definitely compromised my potential and my ability to be happy to the best of my ability. So don't fear rejection. Rejection will happen no matter who you are, what titles you have, what you're born into, what you're not born into. It's going to happen to children, it happens to adults, it happens to every one of us. It's not about the rejection itself, but what do you do once you get rejected? Are you going to keep on knocking on a door that maybe no longer exists, or are you going to go out and create your own door and walk through it? And that's what I did.
What's the most important decision you've made in your life?
Aside from decisions in my personal life, I would say allowing myself to develop organically when it comes to my career path. And it has worked to my benefit because it has allowed me to operate in spaces that I did not imagine when I started out. And also, if you allow things to grow organically, given you put in the effort with belief and action, you don't think about it, you have to take action, you will know whether there are opportunities for sustainability, or are you going to be a one-hit pony?
Do you have any hidden talents? What are they?
I believe most of my talents are out there that I could legally acknowledge before the world. And if I discover any others, I'm sure I will find a way to share it.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do?
Ooh, that is a good question when I'm on the other side of the fence. It has taken me a long time to reach the point where I would side with the heart. Even if you had asked me maybe 15 years ago, I would have gone, "Take both into consideration, but go with the mind." When you go against the mind, you could also lie to the mind. But when you go against the heart, I can't speak on other people with their hearts, but as the owner of my heart, when I go against my heart, I don't like that feeling, and that feeling will not go away until I do the right thing that is meant to align with my higher purpose. People often perceive the heart to be solely emotions, and it could be a personal opinion, but I view my heart to be the true north.
How do you work through your fears?
I recall a weekend where I had gotten away and I was driving in a rental car and I was stuck with AM radio. I didn't have much options. And I recall coming across through a random station and it was a sermon. And in the sermon, the pastor was talking about fear, how faith and anxiety cannot reside in the same space. And if you claim to be a person of faith, even though we're humans, we're going to have our moments, you should not be living in a state of fear because you're contradicting yourself. Therefore, with faith, one would think that fear decreases. And if you have a lot of fear, then it makes me question, what is your personal belief system? How do you ground yourself? How do you navigate through those challenging moments in life? We're humans, we're going to have that fear factor, even if it's the iota of it. That is what makes you human. But when you humanize your fear, then there's no room for faith. Therefore, after listening to that sermon, and I remember I was driving and I went, oh no, then I can't have fear if I claim I'm a woman of faith. And from that moment on, my perspective changed. Therefore, I would say, as a person of faith, I don't have much room for fear. And what is there to fear if you really live life? I have dealt with different seasons that have strengthened me.
What is your favorite comfort food?
I would narrow it down to dark chocolate, potatoes, or cheese, and I would have to pick cheese out of the three.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Lack of respect for time, sloppiness, and pretentious manufactured cliched personalities and egos.
What's the best career decision you've ever made?
I would say remaining flexible to acquire and learn new skill sets. And I learned them, fortunately, from people who were the best of the best in their given industry. And I never knew that one day I would be able to bring them all together and apply them in a very unified channel, such as one I created.
Last thing you do before calling it a day.
I end the day with a mini version of focus time and then follow it up with designated amount of time where I could just read for pleasure and have an idea of what's going to be on the horizon. But it is none of it is work related. And that is how I like to phase out the day after saying grace.
Sasha, what do you do? Where can people contact you?
Many people have known me as SashaSashaTalks.com, the founder of the platform, and I have been a contributor on major radio stations, live shows, speaker, mentor. I do author certain types of literature and studies, and as a business professional, I contribute my services typically to the genres of legal, human resources, operations, and special projects. And if you're interested, you could drop by SashaTalks.com. Thank you, Bob.